new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It is the Midnight Rider here on a Thursday night. It's Valentine's Day, 14th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us. And hope your day has been a dandy day for this little commercial holiday. As once again, the Carford Bigwigs come and pick your pocket. Oh, don't you love it? And now if you don't participate, you're a sleaze and you're a slime. You're awful. You should be spending money on the ones you love. Yes, you should indeed. Oh, well, don't get me off into all that kind of stuff. I hate the commercialism of this type of stuff. I hate the commercialism of Christmas. I love Christmas as a holiday. I think Christmas as a holiday is a great, wonderful thing. And being with people, being together, that kind of thing, man, that stuff lights my fire. But be forced to go purchase mass quantities of items, I think is just an absolute waste. We're going to have a good show for you tonight. Rob Balsamo, a Pilots for 9/11 Truth, going to join us. We're going to talk about the flight data recorder information out of Flight 77 and Flight 93 on September 11, 2001. And Rob started a group called Pilots for 9/11 Truth in 2006. As a matter of fact, right about the same time that I went on the air, he started his group. And the group has grown, and they've got pilots from just about every ilk that fly just about every plane known to man, both civilian and military, airline mechanics, workers, simulator experts, I mean, you name it, that they've got it. And so we have Rob on tonight. We're going to go through, they've examined the flight data recorder information from both of these flights. And I think some of these things that they come up with are going to be quite interesting. We've got Rob on for both hours, and you'll be able to talk to him starting in the second hour. Get your questions ready, because there's a lot of stuff here that we're going to pour through, a lot of information. Get your listening ears on, because there's a lot of data that's going to kind of flow out as we talk about all this, how these flights progressed and all of that. So I've been looking forward to this. I haven't had Rob on a program in quite some time, and I was shuffling through some old emails the other day and had seen one from Rob, and I thought, it's been a while since I've had him on. We need to do a show. And we decided to do it. And going to have him on. So this is going to be a good show. Tomorrow night's going to be most likely going to be open lines, a year rant type night, where you can just get wild and crazy and nuts and vent to your heart's content. There's a lot of stuff to vent about it. So we'll do that tomorrow night. But we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side, do Mouseketeer roll call, and then we'll bring in Rob Balsamo. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Midnight Rider here on this Thursday night. Immediately time for Mouseketeer Roll Call. In the RepublicBroadcasting.org tonight, chat room tonight, we have 2 Samuel 7:10. Annie, listening in Norway. She's up early, or very, very late, as the case may be. Cherish Tart, freeze-dried Jesus. I guess that beats a plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of your car. Grump, Hyman, Jack Spratt, Mixel, Rerum Novarum, and Rogue Dolphin own Suzette, occupying her normal spot in the chat room as well. Let's go to the Midnight Rider Show chat room. We've got Aberry Jane, Ambie, Amoral, who's just listening, by the way, Bootme21, Dalicus, Doug, Fiat Manny. So we've got a Manny in there just that's from thin air. My gosh, Fiat Manny. Freeze-dried Jesus is in there, too. He gets around. Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, Michael, Mike CTW, Rob, This is the Federal Reserve, and White Star, all occupying the Midnight Rider Show chat room. as we speak. Right now, I want to bring onto the program somebody who's been a friend of mine. We kind of started getting active in this thing right about the same time. And back in 2006, I woke up in 2005, I think right about the same time Rob did. And but Rob Balsamo is the founder and the night janitor, head bottle washer, everything basically at Pilots for 9/11 Truth. And it's a group of airline, aircraft, military professionals that want the real information about 9/11 to come out. And they've done painstaking work on the flight data recorders for both Flight 77 and Flight 93. And they are a group that doesn't speculate. And but we're going to see what we can't pull out of Rob tonight as far as information about these two flights. And Rob, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, it's been far too long.
It certainly has.
Yes. So what's happening? Tell people about your group a little bit who may not be familiar with Pilots for 9/11 Truth and your website, pilotsfor911truth.org.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it brief. I started waking up, quote-unquote waking up, back in May of 2006 when that DOD video came out, the Five Frames video of the object that was level across the lawn that Glenn Beck said you could see a 757 in 10 seconds flat. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't see any 757. So I started poking around on the internet, and I came across Operations Northwoods, and I couldn't believe it. It blew me away. And from there, I basically said to myself I was going to try to find everything I possibly could to back up the government story, because I didn't want to think my government might have had something to do with September 11th. And here we are, August 2006. We received the flight data recorder information for American 77, the alleged plane that impacted the Pentagon, and it didn't add up to the government story, and we started the organization, PilotsFor911Truth.org, back at that time, right around August, September of 2006, and here we are, almost a year and a half later, and 60, 70-plus pilots. Have to do an update to the list on the main site. I've just been so busy with articles and everything else, and getting the documentaries out. But we have a major update coming with that. I think we have about 65 members now, plus we even have more on PatriotsQuestion911.com. So that's where we are today, and we're still trying to get answers and hitting nothing but brick walls.
All right, so that everybody knows a little bit about you personally, why don't you kind of give them your qualifications as a pilot, and some kind of brief bio information about you, and then we'll start diving into the information.
Yeah, sure. I'm a commercial multi-engine instrument rated pilot. I was flight instructor for many years, coming up through the ranks. Have about 4,000 total flight time, a little over 2,000 in jets. Flew for Delta Connection out of LaGuardia and Cincinnati. I was supposed to fly on September 11th that morning. What a beautiful day when I woke up that morning. And then, unfortunately, you know, we all know what happened, and all the airports were shut down. I didn't end up flying that day. But I was one of the first ones back in the air out of LaGuardia. And then we moved to Cincinnati, and then eventually that shut down, and we ended up going to Independence Air. We were one of the largest carriers out of Dulles, Washington Dulles. And due to rising fuel prices and stiff competition from United and a lot of mismanagement, that airline went out of business. And since then, I've just been pretty much running the organization and trying to gathering pilots that are starting to speak out and researching this information and getting it out there.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so let's start with Flight 77 first, and then because you had mentioned the Five Frames video when they released this video, Rob, that they had said that this was unequivocal proof that was going to shut all the conspiracy theorist up that 757 hit the Pentagon. And let's start there with Flight 77. Let's talk about the flight, and you know how it took off and all that, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, sure. Well, like I said, we received the flight data recorder information through the Freedom of Information Act back in August of 2006. One of our members picked it up. And this was actually before we started the organization. A member, Undertow, which he calls himself, a pseudonym online, came to us and said, "Hey, I received this through the Freedom of Information Act." And, of course, as soon as I saw that, I jumped all over it. And we set up a loosely knit flight data recorder research team at the time, which consisted of me and a couple other pilots and some computer experts. And we started poring over that, and we noticed that, you know, a lot of things didn't add up. The altitude was too high. The vertical speed was off. It was just too great to be congruent with and continue on as seen in the five frames VOD video where you see something level across the lawn. The flight data recorder completely contradicts that, including, of course, like the altitude. The other thing was the flight path. The flight path was off. But initially we had thought that the flight path, it shows north of the government story flight path, which if it shows too far north, it's not going to line up with the physical damage that was at the Pentagon. Now, at the Pentagon, reportedly there were five light poles that were impacted prior to hitting the Pentagon on Washington Boulevard. And this flight path that shows to the north side, obviously it can't hit these light poles if it's on the north side, and the south side, it lines up. If it was on the south side, it lined up with the physical damage. Now, initially I had thought that they had just rotated the map on this animation that they gave us through the Freedom of Information Act. And so we didn't jump right on that right away. We stuck with the altitude, and we stuck with the vertical speed. And as a matter of fact, I looked at all the system indications on the aircraft and the parameters of the flight data recorder, and none of them show an impact with anything. Any light poles, they're all operating on the high side, but they're all within normal parameters, within normal operating range. So it didn't show an impact with anything, which was very odd. And the other thing is, it doesn't even show the impact with the Pentagon. It actually stops, the data stops 1 second prior to the Pentagon, which you know.
Right.
So they don't even show us the impact in the flight data recorder, which I thought was pretty odd, and which a lot of other people do now as well.
Well, yeah, I mean that's certainly odd because there's a second of information, a second of key information. I would think that in any accident investigation that you're going to want to have that second of data to know exactly what happened at the point of impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And these flight data recorders are so well built and state of the art that you know, lives depend on them. Airline pilots, they learn from them. When we're in class, we go to class every 6 months for recurrent training to keep our licenses, keep working for the airlines like no other job out there. We basically put our careers on the line every 6 months that we have to pass a test, and if we don't pass, we're out of a job.
Right.
So when we do go to these classes, which are very intense, it's three days, sometimes 5 days of just hard study, and we also go into the simulator and play around with emergency procedures and fires, engine failures, and whatnot. But in ground school, you know, we get taught, we review past flight data recorder data from accidents. So we learn from them so it doesn't happen again. So these flight data recorders are built to, you know, protect this data because in order to prevent future accidents. Now, the flight data recorder, according to the manufacturer, there could be no more than 0.5 seconds missing of data. And that's the standard that they're built to.
And so you should have at least had another half a second of data, and again,
well, it does. It does in some parameters, because some parameters that they is that the music playing? I can barely hear it.
Yeah, hold right there. We're gonna grab a break, okay, and we'll come back.
All right.
And we'll talk more about this on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Talking tonight with Rob Balsamo of Pilots for 9/11 Truth. His website is pilotsfor911truth.org. And the information we're talking about tonight is actually contained in two DVDs that you can go there and pick up. Pandora's Black Box 2 and Pandora's Black Box 3. Number 2 deals with Flight 77 and number 3 deals with Flight 93, which we have yet to get to, but we will. And there's some fascinating information about it as well, but we're just starting to dive in here into Flight 77. Rob, you said that the flight data recorders on an aircraft were built to provide data up to within a half a second of impact, yet you only have up to a second of data on the flight data recorder on Flight 77, right?
Well, see, here's the thing. In some parameters, it's only up to the last second, the second prior. Other parameters, it does go up to the reported impact time, which is 09:37:45 seconds in the morning that morning, according to the NTSB. And the way they derived at that figure, at that number, is based on the flight data recorder, ATC transcripts, and radar. And when you look at it, some of the parameters, they only record maybe once a second. Some other parameters maybe only record four times, only record once every 4 seconds. And yet there's other parameters that record maybe eight times a second. So it depends on the cycle. So we do have data in the raw, in the hard file. Now remember, we had two separate information packages that we received. One was the animation.
Yeah, explain for everybody essentially everything that you guys got and how all this information is kind of broke out that when you receive it from the NTSB.
Yeah, sure. Well, we received an animated the files that Undertow, quote-unquote Undertow, gave us and brought to us through the Freedom of Information Act, they were actually CSV files, Excel spreadsheets. So it was just basically numbers on a spreadsheet,
right,
with different parameters across the top based on timestamps down the side. And then not even 2 or 3 weeks later, our UK friend, Callum Douglas, from the UK message boards, we found out that he had received an animation from the NTSB. And at the time, we were thinking, geez, we probably have to build our own animation based on the data numbers. But not even 2 weeks later, it's almost like somebody was listening to us to want to give us this animation. I don't know. But we ended up getting the animation from the NTSB. They had already built it. So we were like, we were ecstatic. And we started matching up the numbers to see if they were accurate. And, of course, at the time, I didn't know who Callum was or Undertow. And so we wanted to back it up to make sure that it in fact came from the NTSB, and it did.
Right.
So we received those two information packets. But one thing that was also interesting is we received what's called a raw FDR file, a .fdr, the extension is .fdr, like other files are .pdf or
right,
.jpeg. Well, this was a .fdr file, which is a raw download off of the, supposedly off of the FDR box itself. However, we needed to get it decoded, and we couldn't find anybody that would decode it for us. I mean, a lot of people initially wanted to decode it for us. It was upwards of, the software to decode it is upwards of $100,000, and the only type of people who have that software are people like Boeing, the NTSB, major airlines, and some specialty FDR corporations. And the corporations were willing to do it for a fee, $3,000 to $5,000, and we're trying to raise the money for that, but once they figured out where the file came from, they didn't want to touch it. And it turns out, we weren't supposed to have this file. For some reason, it was slipped in. Now,
no kidding.
Yeah, it was slipped in, and we ended up getting it, whether it was a whistleblower at the NTSB or just someone incompetent at the NTSB that slipped in, we don't know. And when we called the NTSB to ask them what this file was, because we couldn't open it, they said, hey, you're not supposed to have that file. So we're like, we got to get this decoded. So eventually, Undertow did find somebody that met up with him, who will remain anonymous, that was able to get the file decoded, and he actually did it for free on his laptop, which was very nice of him. And he was very concerned with the information that he saw as well, and it's making the rounds in the FDR community now. But he ended up getting it decoded. And it confirms what we see, that it conflicts with the government story.
All right, well, we'll get into exactly all that on the other side. It was Flight 93. We'll take your calls at the top of the hour for Rob Balsamo from Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Flight 77 and Flight 93 on September 11, 2001. Flight 77, of course, allegedly hitting the Pentagon. And Flight 93 going down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And where our guest tonight is Rob Balsamo, a Pilots for 9/11 Truth. His website is pilotsfor911truth.org. On a brand spanking new lightning-fast server, by the way. And you can go there and check out the site. They've got a great forum, great community over there. And you can take a look at all the information. They've got a lot of information for you to look at and to go through. And so head on over there and take a look when you get a chance. All right, Rob, you've gotten all this information. You're getting this information decoded. and you're finding out that things aren't the way the government story says they should be.
What are
the highlights that stand out on for Flight 77?
Well, let me just back up a little bit about the website. We're in the middle of a server change, so if the website is down, just try back in a few. It should be back up. Anyway, the Flight 77 data, as we recall, we received the three different packets of information. Now, the animation and the CSV files, they show the aircraft too high. They show it at 480 feet when corrected for local pressure above the light poles. Now, this 1 second discrepancy based on speed places the aircraft directly above at the position of these light poles, these poles that were reportedly knocked down by this aircraft. Now, the light poles, they only get up to about 80 feet. That's the very top of the pole, of the highest pole, right, above sea level. However, the altitude on the altimeter on the flight data recorder at that point in time shows it at 480 feet. There's a 400-foot discrepancy there.
Right.
And, you know, the common arguments against that, and we cover all the common arguments, by the way, in our forums, in the American 77 forum. If you go in the pinned topics, it's debunking FDR, debunking in the spirit of David Ray Griffin and his book. But we cover all the common arguments, and one of the common arguments is, well, there was what's called altimeter lag. And basically what they're trying to say is that when the aircraft is descending at such a high rate, the altimeter itself, because it's based on pressure, is trailing or lagging behind the actual aircraft as it's descending. Okay, you follow?
Yeah.
So when that happens, they're trying to argue the fact that that's why the aircraft altimeter discrepancy is 400 feet high. It shows 400 feet higher than the aircraft actually is. However, when you're talking about that type of lag, we're talking about the old biplanes. We're not talking about state-of-the-art EFA system and air data computers that compute this stuff. You don't
because if that's the case, Rob, and I'm not a pilot, but it would seem to me, if you've got an altimeter that lags that much and you're coming in on instruments,
exactly,
and you've got a difference of 400 feet, you're dead.
Exactly. And the other point is the vertical rate was pretty great, but it wasn't that steep to create a 400-foot difference. I mean, this is what we were going to get into on United 93. Now, the flight data recorder on American 77 has the descent rate at about 4,600 feet per minute. And people are trying to argue. They don't try to argue it that much anymore. They did this initially until they figured out the argument was completely bunk. They tried to argue that, the 400-foot lag was due to a 4,600-foot per minute descent. There's no way. I mean, I've been in steeper descents than that, and the altimeter's right on. And of course, all our pilots laugh at that argument. So when you compare that to Flight 93 flight data recorder, now this is where it gets interesting. Flight 93 flight data recorder, the descent rate supposedly at impact was almost 30,000 feet per minute descent.
Wow!
And there was no lag there. The altitude actually supports the government story in that case. But we'll get to Flight 93 a little bit later. There's a lot that doesn't. However, so the altimeter lag argument is bunk just based on that alone. Then we get into the fact that we do have the radar altitude. The radar altitude shows too high as well, and radar altitude doesn't present any lag whatsoever. Radar altitude is a beam that bounces out of the bottom of the aircraft, bounces off the ground, and comes back into the aircraft to a receiver, and it's a speed of light. So there's no lag there.
Right. So we've got a 400-foot discrepancy from the top of the poles to the actual altitude. What's the height of the Pentagon?
The height of the Pentagon is 30 plus. It's been a while since I've done this, but I think it's 77 feet high, so about 100 feet high at the Pentagon.
Yeah, so this is why, like, five or six stories tall, I think. So.
Yeah, I think that the height of the wall is 77 feet, which, by the way, even if the plane did hit there, the margin of error is so slim, even for Hani Hanjour. I mean, the height of the aircraft is 44 feet high. So that means that he had a 33-foot margin of error to slip that aircraft into that wall at 530 miles an hour. I couldn't do that. I mean, eventually I could. It'd take me several tries. But a kid who couldn't even control a 172 at 60 knots was able to put a 44-foot-high object into a 77-foot-high object with a 33-foot margin of error at 530 miles an hour.
And put it at the first floor.
Yeah, I'm just not buying it. And never touching the lawn. I'm not buying it. And neither are a lot of us.
And all at the same time, too, Rob, all while flying level across the lawn.
Right, according to the government story, again, right. Which doesn't match the flight data recorder. The flight data recorder shows 5-degree descent, which I put together a pretty decent animation. You can find it on our front page. It's Flight Path version 2 in 3D, where we use the headings and the pitch and bank angles based on the flight data recorder. And even if we line it up with the hull and work ourselves backwards from the hull, just based on pitch and bank angles, it still doesn't account for the physical damage. It's too high based on the descent angle. So,
incredible.
No matter how you slice it, the flight data recorder does not add up to the government story, and they refuse to comment.
I was going to ask that because I know that you had contacted them on a number of occasions. I mean, what have they said in anything at all?
Nothing
regarding the work. Just that this is the work, the completed project. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, they can. Everybody can see the listen to the phone call we made to the NTSB, which Jeff at PumpItOut.com. He did a great job. He's not a pilot, but he did a great job. He had the equipment at the time, so I asked him to do it, and he did it. And he really tried to hold their feet to the fire. That guy Jim Ritter that signed off on the report. He even forgot which plane American 77 was.
Oh, wow.
You hear him in the phone call, and he says, I'm sorry, where did that plane hit again? And Jeff's like, sir, the Pentagon? And the guy signed off on the report, so that kind of threw me for a little bit of a loop. But,
yeah, because Rob, I mean, this raises so many more questions than it answers.
Yeah, sure.
Because one, you have the question of, well, what is it going across that lawn in those five frames?
Well, according to some video experts, our video expert out in Italy, Pierre, I don't know if you've seen any of his work. We do have it linked on our site. I think he's had some problems with his site, so I don't know if it'll be up. But that video has been manipulated. That's definite. Whether they actually place something in there, I mean, that's speculation. But the fact is that video has been manipulated.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the question arises, if Flight 77 is hundreds of feet too high, then what hit the Pentagon? Because something either blew up from the inside or something went in from the outside.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one we've been trying to find out from the government. I mean, their data does not support their theory that something impacted the Pentagon. So we've been trying to get it out there, and of course, you know, we have two press releases people can see on our site. One press release for American 77, and another for United 93. And all of us, you know, we put our names, our professional reputations on the line. We deal with a lot of ridicule from people who haven't analyzed the information thoroughly. So we do act like punching bags every now and then, but hey, we want to get answers, and we are putting our names on this. We sent it out to thousands of media outlets across the globe. Nobody's picked it up. Even some alternative media want to pick it up. But
really?
You do, Mike.
I do. Hey, I'll jump into just about any pond. It doesn't matter to me.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just, you know, because I mean this. This raises so many questions because, I mean, when the Pentagon and Flight 93 both.
Well, let me follow up on that a little bit. I don't mean to interrupt you, but, you know, the interesting thing is when a flight data recorder is released to the public in any major accident, just the release of the data makes mainstream news, period.
Right.
Not even what the data contains. Just, I mean, when 587 went down, they had the NTSB, you know, doing their press conferences and showing the animation and so on and so forth. Same thing with TWA 800. Flight 77 and Flight 93, United 93, their data's released. It doesn't get a peep on mainstream media. Right there says something. Because if they did have it on mainstream media, then they'd have to cover the information that's in it. And once they cover the information that's in it, everybody sees that it doesn't support the government story.
So again, once again, we have to remain quiet. Mum's the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's so many questions about, you know, about the Pentagon. And for me, you know, this is a search for the truth. And for 77 and 93, these are the two flights that there is no video record of the end of those flights.
But there's flight data recorders. And
there's flight data recorders,
It makes you think, because there's lots of video in New York City, but no flight data recorders.
Well, and Rob, there's rumored to be flight data recorders for the other two as well.
Well, yeah, but obviously the government position is there aren't. But the interesting thing is there's lots of video up in New York to prove that, to prove the so-called government story that the planes hit up there. But there's no video at the Pentagon and Shanksville. So what do they have? Flight data recorders.
Right, but it gives them the ability to build these incredible stories.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a great story in Flight 93 that, you know, not a dry eye in the house, you know, of how these passengers in a last ditch effort, you know, go to take the airplane back.
Yeah.
I mean, how heroic, you know, that, you know, you're going to make this happen and to do that. And then, you know, and Flight 77, Barbara Olson, Ted Olson's wife on there, and Chip Burlingame is in the back, and they're on the telephone, and they're talking, trying to figure out what to do. I mean, there's so much drama that's created out of both of these stories where the same level of drama doesn't exist on those other two flights.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's interesting that even the family of Chick Burlingame says that he would have never given up his aircraft to go sit in the back from somebody old enough. He would have had to been eliminated, and we even have that clip in our Chapter 2. And we agree with the family, you know, giving up your aircraft to some kid holding a box cutter at you. I mean, the common strategy, a lot of people have to remember that, you know, mainstream media does portray the common strategy as full cooperation, but it doesn't mean giving up your airplane. It doesn't mean giving up your ship.
Well, because when you give up your airplane, you eliminate all
dead.
Options.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you give up your airplane to someone you don't even know? I don't know any pilot that would do that. And as a matter of fact, people who support the pilots that I get into arguments with who do support the government story, that's what I always ask them. I say, so you would just walk to the back of the airplane and give up the airplane because somebody's pointing a box cutter at you? And they're stuck in a pickle there. And they're like, oh, no, the Chick never gave up his airplane. He could have never given up his airplane. I said, well,
because
that's,
you don't,
what Barbara Olson said, according to
right.
the government story.
Right, and if you're buying the whole story, you got to buy this part, too.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and the thing is, if Burlingame gets up out of his seat and lets Honey Hunger have the controls, Burlingame doesn't know whether this kid can fly or not.
Exactly.
10 seconds from the time he gets out of the seat, he could be dead with the plane in the ground.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the command decision that captains have to make, the split-second decision, sometimes very, very tough decision, in a moment's notice. And, you know, you have to, and Chick is, you know, former military. He's used to making life and death decisions, I'm sure, in split seconds. So, I find it very, very hard to believe that he just gave up his airplane and walked to the back of the airplane. So, now that we have that instance, there's one of two, possibilities here, and you know I don't like to speculate, but I will in this circumstance.
Okay.
Either A, Chick did fight the guys and he was killed, and Barbara Olson's phone call is completely fabricated, or Ted Olson lied. Or Chick actually gave up his aircraft, and Barbara Olson's phone call was accurate, and they might have all been in it. Who knows? I mean, there's so many different possibilities, but you cannot accept both. You know, you can't accept the fact that chick was killed in a fight, and Barbara Olson made her call. And that's what a lot of these people, some of the people who support the government story, they try to argue. They try to say, oh, chick was eliminated. And then they try to say, oh, Barbara Olson definitely made that call. Well, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Because Barbara
Olson and still the thing that gets me, Rob, I mean, and folks, if you watch the animation of the two flights, you will see that these aircraft are both are capable of performing some dandy little maneuvers. And Stan, you and I have talked about this before. Why none of these four pilots on any of these aircraft didn't roll those aircraft up over on their side and knock these people on their butts? Yeah, I do not understand.
Exactly. And, you know, that's in the crew rooms right after 9/11. We were all sitting there dumbfounded. Why didn't that happen? I mean, we were all saying to ourselves, there's no way we would have. Those pilots would have had to have been dead to give up the airplane. So.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to jump into Flight 93 because it even gets freakier. Hang on. We'll be back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. We'll take your calls after the top of the hour.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you had not fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. up your broken wing and hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up and your fever down. A new Sunday, if you would fly away, love's the greatest healer.
All right, after the top of the hour, we'll start taking your calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We just covered half. Flight 77, we could actually go in and we could talk about that for probably a couple hours easy. And Flight 93, I know we can do the same, but we are going to move into Flight 93 now with Rob Balsamo of Pilots for 911truth.org. Pick up a copy of these videos on DVD. I mean, the information is astounding, what you're going to see, because the flight data recorder information just doesn't quite square with what these people are saying. And that raises another question. Is it really from these planes? That's another story. All right, Rob, Flight 93, you get the material, I'm assuming, basically the same way, Freedom of Information Act request.
Yeah, let me just say on Flight 7, both of these, on the DVDs and on our site, we do get into the analysis, and we get very thorough, and it's explained pretty much in layman's terms. Like I said, most of us are flight instructors as well, so the information that we're just barely hitting the tip of the iceberg here with some of the stuff that we've done. But, yeah, Flight 93 we picked up through the Freedom of Information Act. Initially, it came through Kevin Ryan, a friend of Kevin Ryan. We were having a group email. I forget what it was about. I think it was about World Trade Center 7, believe it or not. And one of the guys in the group email said, "Hey, I received the information on Flight 93. We got the animation." And I'm like, "Wow, I didn't even know it was out there." So he sent it to me, and then of course, right at that time, I also submitted my own Freedom of Information Act for Flight 93 animation. Got my own from the NTSB, and unlike Flight 77, it actually pretty much supported the government story. Okay, the altitudes it was one of the first things, of course, that I looked at the impact hole. It's within 2-3 feet of ground elevation. So, like I said before, blows the altimeter lag argument out of the water for American 77. The flight path, we don't have latitude-longitude coordinates, unfortunately, in the CSV files that we received. So we can't really plot it, but based on the animation, it looks like, you know, what the government story said. They have cockpit voice recording transcripts on the animation. You know, we have a bomb on board, we're heading back to the airport, that type of stuff that the hijacker supposedly said. And the actual hijack timeline, unlike American 77, where it doesn't even show any type of disturbance in the cockpit, you do see a type of disturbance in United 93. But this is where it gets interesting. I'm sorry?
Yeah. We're going to get into that after the break. Another short segment around the corner, and then we'll have some more time as well. Talking with Rob Balsamo, Pilots for 9/11 Truth. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.